This shiur part of Project Likutei Sichos is on Chelek Yudalid, Pashas Kiseitzi, the first sicha in Chelek Yudalid. The shiur is the ha'aris of the sicha. This shiur is going to be divided into three shiurim, and that is because nevertheless, although it's three shiurim, it will be recorded as one long shiur, and the reason is because ultimately the three shiurim are really connected to each other, as we're going to see. The Ha'aretz are really connected to each other, from one topic to the other, but they're really, really connected. So we'll divide it into three shiurim, and I will point out when I finish the first shiur, begin the next shiur, and so on. But let's begin with the first shiur. The Rebbe in the Sicha, in Chelek Aleph, begins by telling us that Rashi quotes on the words Kiseitzi la'milchama. Rashi quotes the words of the pasuk Kiseitzi la'milchama and explains b'milchemes harushus hakasav medaber, that we're talking about an optional war. And how does Rashi know we're talking about an optional war? So Rashi explains, Rashi brings a proof that if we will be talking about an obligatory war, a war of chayva, which would be referring to a war of Eretz Yisrael, then the continuation in the pasuk wouldn't make sense, because the pasuk continues Veshavisa Shivya, that one will capture captives. And if we're talking about a war of Eretz Yisrael, the obligatory war, that would mean that we're talking about capturing Canaanim, Canaanites, and that would be an issue. Because in last week's Parsha, Parsha Shaftim, Perikhaf Pasuk Tezayin, we already learned that Lo Yisachaya Kol Neshama, that we're not allowed to leave alive any Canaanite, any Canaanim. So if we're talking about the Muhammad of Atzom, Muhammad of Chayva, then the continuation of the Pasuk Veshavis HaShivye will be problematic. And since the Pasuk says Veshavis HaShivye, and there is all the dinim concerning capture, captives, one must say that the words Kiseitzi La'milchama is referring to Milchemes HaRishus, an optional war. Now, the Rebbe has an issue with this Rashi. And that is, why did Rashi bring a proof from the words Veshavis HaShivye, that we're talking about Milchemes HaRishus, an optional war? Why doesn't Rashi bring a proof from the words Kiseitzi La'milchama? How would Rashi bring a proof from the words Kiseitzi La'milchama in their own right, that we're talking about Milchemes HaRishus? So the Rebbe points out, because we see in Parshas Vayera, Perik Yudches Pasuk Tezvav, Rashi explained over there that the word ki could be interpreted, could be used in four different ways. Bedalad L'Sheinis, as Rashi says. And Rashi tells us, what are they? Number one, e. If. Number two, dilma. Perhaps. Number three, ella, but. Number four, daha, because. If, perhaps, but, and because. And the Rebbe points out, since Rashi tells the four interpretations of the word ki in a certain order, and the order is e, dilma, ella, daha. The first Rashi tells us if, and then perhaps, then but, then because. Comes out that the simple meaning of the word ki, according to Rashi, is e, im, if. In other words, that the words ki seitzei la'milchama should be interpreted im teitzei la'milchama, if you will go to war. In other words, there is a doubt. It's not a must to go to war. It's a doubt if it will ever happen. And if so, since the simple meaning of the word ki is if, then if so, the best proof for Rashi that Kiseitzi La'milchama is talking about an optional war, not an obligatory war, would have been from the word ki on its own, Kiseitzi La'milchama. Rashi should have brought that as a proof, or at least as an additional proof, as the Rebbe points out, that from the fact that it says Kiseitzi La'milchama, then ki for itself is already, we're talking about Milchemes HaRishus. And therefore the Rebbe asks, why does Rashi bring a proof from the words of Shavis HaShivye and is not satisfied, is not happy with the words ki seitzel ha-milchama to mean Milchemes HaRishus? Now, although the Rebbe goes on to point out that one may ask, You know why Rashi didn't bring it as a proof? Because since we just said that in Parshas Vayera, Rashi told us that there are four interpretations to the word ki. E, Dilma, Ela, Deha. If, perhaps, but, and because. Therefore, is understood why Rashi is not so happy to bring the word ki Seitzel HaMachama as a proof. Because it's questionable. Yes, it's the simple meaning of the word ki is im, if. It's true. But since there's other three explanations, why then should Rashi bring ki seitze as a proof? On the contrary, it's not such a good proof. Therefore, the Rebbe brings a proof in note 5 to strengthen his question on Rashi and not be happy with this answer that Rashi didn't bring it because of his other three interpretations. On the contrary, since the simple meaning of the word ki is e, if, im, if, therefore Rashi should have used that as a proof. So the Rebbe brings a Rai in note 5. What does it say in note 5? Note 5, the Rebbe brings from the Gemara in Seita Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara there brings a Braisa. The Gemara says, V'shavisa shivye, that one captures captives. Says the Gemara, L'rabis Kananim, it refers to Canaanites, that one may capture Canaanites. What does that mean? That Shemuta Lahachi is B'chutz La'od, that a person could keep them alive and he doesn't have to kill them. So Rashi explains Rashi there, on Dibra Maschel L'chagar Sinon, it says Rashi, how do we know that one may keep alive Kananim? Seemingly, that's a contradiction to what it says in Parshas Shoftim, in Perikov Pasuk Tezayin, Lo Yisechaye Kol Neshama, where one may not leave alive any Canaanite. Therefore, explains Rashi, that prohibition in Parshas Shoftim, Lo Yisechaye Kol Neshama, is talking about a war of conquering Eretz Yisrael, the war of Chayva. But here, the Shavisa Shivyei in Parshas Kiseitze, the one may capture captives, is talking about a war that Bnei Yisrael are going out of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz to conquer outside of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it's an optional war. It's not a Melchemes Chayva. So how does Rashi know in the Gemara in Seita that we're talking about Melchemes Rishus and not Melchemes Chayva? How does Rashi know that that's what the interpretation of the words of Shavitz Hashivya is a reference to Melchemes Rishus and not Melchemes Chayva, and therefore it's permissible to capture captives? Says Rashi, simple. Because since it says in the words Kiseitze La Melchama, and what is the meaning of the word Kiseitze? Says Rashi, Keshetai Leal Dait Chalotzis, when it's going to occur to you in your mind to go out to war. In other words, it's up to you to make a decision should you go to war or not. In other words, it's not a Chayva, it's only a Rishut, it's up to you. Because if it's Chayva, it's not up to you. If it's Chayva, it's a mitzvah, you must go and conquer the land. So, if from Rashi, that the word Rashi in Seita, that's from the words Kiseitze on their own, already we know that we're talking about Mechemes Rishus. In other words, Kiseitze, in their own merit, is already a proof that we're talking about Mechemes Rishus. I don't need the words Veshovis Hashivi. So, why is it that Rashi by us, in order to prove that we're talking about Mechemes Rishus, is not satisfied with the word Kiseitze La Melchama, and he moves on to bring a raya from Veshavis HaShivyei, which seemingly that's not the way Rashi himself in Gemara in Seita learns. Rashi himself in Gemara in Seita learns from Kiseitze on its own, it's a raya that we're talking about Mechemes Rishus. So clearly the Rebbe strengthened his question on Rashi. And the Rebbe points out, in the other Rei Malbim, and Teira Tumima. There, the Malbim and the Teira Tumima. So let's bring down the Malbim Taket. The Malbim, Rav Meir Leibish, Rabbi Chiel Michel Weiser. The Malbim is a Rosh HaTevis. Meir Leibish, Ben Yechiel Michel. The Malbim was born in the year Tovkuf Samach Tes, 1809. And he is actually as a Sheiches to Chassidim. His teacher was Reb Tzvi Hirsch of Zidichev. Reb Tzvi Hirsch of Zidichev was a Talmud,
the Chassid, a Talmud by Reb Baruch Mezhibuzh, the inical of the Baal Shem Tov, and the Chayza of Lublin, which was a Talmud of the Maggid. The Malbim was a student by Reb Tzvi Yoshev Zidichev. The Malbim eventually served as a Rav in many Kehillas, and he was a good Dalshin. He was the one who fought the war against the Reform. And in the year Tofrish Chav Dalet, 1864, they massacred on him to the government, and he was jailed, and he was even sentenced to death, and he was released from prison with the intervention of Moshe Montefiore. He wrote many sefarim. He wrote a sefer, Arzei Sachaim and Shulchan Aruch, the first few simanim in Chelek Arachaim. But he didn't really continue that. He felt that it's important to write a Perush on Tanakh. And he wrote a very extensive Perush on Tanakh, spanning Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Eventually he was chased out of Romania. And he served as Rav in different communities. And he passed away on Rosh Hashanah Tofrish Mem, 1879, in Kiev, which is today in the Ukraine. So what does the Malbim say? So the Malbim says like this. The Malbim says, at the beginning of the Parsha, that the word ki means Rishus. And the Malbim says, because if we're talking about Melchemes Chayva, then it's not right to use the word ki seitzil amelchama. Rather, the pasuk should have began by the word bitseischal amelchama, when you go out to war. But from the using the word ki seitzil, says the Malbim, right, that we're talking about ki. So we see clear that the word ki on its own is already a raya that we're talking about Rishus, and others are the Teirat Mima. Teirat Mima of Baruch Epstein. Baruch Epstein was born in Babroisk in the year Tofrish Chav, 1860, to his father, Bichil Michel. Bichil Michel is the one who wrote the Aruch HaShulchan. The Teirat Mima, the Bala Teirat Mima, Baruch Epstein learned in Valozhin by his uncle and eventually his brother-in-law, the Netziv, Reb Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, and eventually wrote the Sefer Teirat Mima, which he printed in the year Tofri Samach Dalet, 1904. For at the age of 44 years old. And Teirat Mima is a Sefer collection of Divrei Chazal, according to the Psukim, where it's brought down in Gemara and Midrashim, but he took the Gemara and Midrashim and put it according in the order of the Psukim of the Torah. And at the bottom, there is all his notes on the Chumash and on the Drashi Razal. He passed away during the Holocaust in Kalin in the year Tofshin Beis, 1942. So what does the Torah Tumim say? The Torah Tumim says on our this week's Pasha, on this Pasuk, Kisei Tzad HaMulchama in Ha'oreh Samach Ches 68, says the Teirat Mima. He brings from the Medrash, Parsha Sav. It says over there, Kol HaMitzvah is Kosov Bohen, Ki Sire, Ki Sivga, Ki Yikore. Parsha Mishpatim, it says, Ki Sire Chameir Sanach, Rav Tzach Masoi. When you will see the donkey of your enemy can't carry anymore the load, and it crouched, and you need to help. And so to pass the spot to pay of Vimu Pasuk Dalad, it says, Kisiv Gashero Yivcha Roshiv Tishven Loy, that if you find the ox of your enemy, you still have the mitzvah of returning of Hashavas Aveda. And so in Pashas Kiseitzi, it says, Ki Yikori Kan Tzipor Lefanecha, if it occurred to you a nest, and you need to send away the mother and take the Efreich and the chicks, so then you that these are the mitzvahs. We see the Teirat Mima says, Winston the Medrash Parshat Tzav, that we use the Lashon Ki Ki sire, ki sivga, ki ikari. What's the title of the word ki? Ki means, as the Talmud says, from the Medrash, in bos mitzvah liyotcha, if the mitzvah will happen to you, atazaka klasa isa, then you have an obligation to do it. And if not, vim lav, the mitzvah will not happen to you, atazaka klasa isa, you don't have to do it. In other words, the word ki is the idea of rishus. And that's how the Talmud Tmima proves that ki refers to Rishus, and the same, and he concludes, v'u'adin ha'ach, the same thing by us, ki seitz elam l'chama. So this is the Rebbe's proof in Ha'ar 5, that to his question on Rashi, why doesn't Rashi bring ki seitz on its own, as a raya that we're talking about milchemes and Rishus, and not milchemes choiva. Till here is the first shiur. We're going to move on to the second shiur now. The Rebbe continues in the Sicha, in Eis Beis. And the Rebbe asks, it says in last week's parsha, Parsha Shoftim, the last Aliyah in Shvi, there the Pasuk talks about of the ways Bnei Yisrael should set war, make war. And Rashi quotes from the Torah, Perikov Pasuk Yud, Rashi quotes from the Torah the words, Ki sikra vel ir lihi lachim, when you will get close to a city to fight a war. Explains Rashi that the Torah is talking about the Melchemes HaRishus. We're talking about Mechemes HaRishus. How does Rashi know we're talking about Mechemes HaRishus? Last week's Pasha explains Rashi, K'moshe Mefurish, as it says further on in Pasuk Tezvav, Kein Tasa L'chol Ha'orim HaRichik, so you should do to all the far distant cities. And since it says the far distant cities, must be, we're not talking about the land of Eretz Yisrael, but we're talking about outside of Eretz Yisrael, Mechemes HaRishus. Points the Rebbe out, and eventually the Rebbe asks on Rashi, the Rebbe points out from Rashi, and eventually the Rebbe asks, we're not going to discuss the question because it's not really negat to the Oris, so we're not going to bring down the question, I'm not going to discuss the question, but we're just going to point out what the Rebbe points out, and that is, that from the fact that Rashi quotes the words, Kisikra Vel'ir, and tells us that we're talking about Melchemes HaRishus, and this pasuk, as I mentioned earlier, is said in Perek Chav Pasuk Yud. But Rashi brings a raya from Perek Yud Pasuk Tezvav, which is a few psukim later. And he brings it from the words, Keitas al chalor marochekis. And seemingly, if anyways the proof is from the psukim later, from the pasuk Keitas al chalor in Pasuk Tezvav, so why does Rashi explain already on the words Kisika Valir and Pasuk Yud that we're talking about Mechemes HaRishus? Why doesn't Rashi wait till Pasuk Tezvav and then tell us, oh, Kintas al Chalor Morachekis, Mikan, that we're talking about Mechemes HaRishus? Here we're talking about Mechemes HaRishus. From here we know. So the Rebbe points out that from the fact that Rashi already explained it on the words Kisika Valir, in Pasuk Yud, is obviously understood that already from Kisika Valir, I understand that we're talking about Mechemes HaRishus. And therefore, Rashi already explained it right at the beginning, in Pasuk Yud. However, since the proof is not sufficient, it's not enough. So therefore, Rashi brings even a stronger proof. As Rashi says, K'mishe Mefurish Ba'inyan, as we see later on, the topic of the Parsha, and further on in the Aliyah, and in Pasuk Tezvav, that we're talking about Mechemes HaRishus. If so, asks the Rebbe, just like in last week's parsha, Kisi Kavalir, says Rashi, B'Melchemes HaRishus, which means to tell us that already on Pasuk Yud, we already have a proof of the word Kisi Krav, that we're talking about Melchemes HaRishus. From the mere fact that Rashi does not wait to explain it in Pasuk Tezvav, Kintas Al Chalorim. So clearly it's understood that already now Kisika Valir is talking about Ki Im, if Melchemes HaRishus and not a Melchemes Choiva. If so, says the Rebbe, so too by us. Even though Rashi brings that the words Kiseitz El HaMelchemes talk about Melchemes HaRishus, where does Rashi bring that Araya from? He brings it from Veshavisa Shivyei. That is permissible to take captives. And that, as Rashi pointed out, is not Shaykh in Mechemes Arutz Yisrael, where there we're talking about the Melchama of conquering and capturing the seven nations. Which concerning seven nations, it says, Loi Sechayik al Neshama, no soul should remain alive. And nevertheless, Rashi did not wait for the words Veshavisa Shivi to tell him Mechemes Arutz. But Rashi already told it to us on the words Kisei Tzei LaMelchama. He already told us then that Kisei Tzei LaMelchama is talking about Mechemes Arutz. It's proven, says the Rebbe, that Kisei Tzei LaMelchama is already a proof that we're talking about Mechemes Arutz. Novas, however, since it's not enough of a proof, it's not enough of a right, it's not sufficient. Therefore, Rashi brings the words Veshavisa Shivye to prove to us that we're talking about Mechemes Arutz. Comes out that already from the words Kisei Tzei LaMelchama, in it for itself, the words Kiseite is already a rider. We'll talk about Mechemes Arutz. And if so, says the Rebbe, his own question could be answered. What was his question? His question was that since the simple meaning of the word ki is im, if, and what was the proof? Because Rashi brought it first out of the four Pirushim. If so, the Rebbe asked, Rashi should have brought that ki seitz al ha-melchama should have been a raya that we're talking about Mechemes Arutz. That was the Rebbe's question. So here's the answer. Rashi brings it as a proof by quoting the word ki seitz al ha-melchama. That's the dibur ha-maschil. It is the proof that we're talking about Mechemes Arutz. Ki seitz al ha-melchama alevecha b'Mechemes Arutz. Akasam adaber. Ki seitz, because the pasuk used the word ki, is a raya that we're talking about Mechemes Arutz. So we answered the Rebbe's question. The reason why Rashi doesn't bring it as a raya, because Rashi, not that he doesn't bring, he brought it as a raya by making it the dibur ha-maschil of the Rashi. So Rebbe explains in Ha'aref 14, two explanations, two answers to this. Now, the fact that we use Kisei Tzei LaMelchama as Dibur HaMaschil, it's not enough of a raya. Unlike Kisei Kavalier, where since Rashi explained it already, and the words Kisei Kavalier is a raya, that's Mechemes Arutz. When it comes to Kisei Tzei, it's not a raya. And the Rebbe explains two reasons why. And the Rebbe begins in note 14 as follows. Since the words Kisei Tzei LaMelchama is the beginning of his perush. In other words, Rashi is saying Kisei Tzei LaMelchama b'Mechemes Arutz. Rashi is explaining what type of war we're talking about, Mechemes Arutz. So Rashi is bringing the words Kisei Tzei LaMelchama b'Mechemes Arutz. What's my raya v'shovisa shivi? In other words, Rashi is not here to tell me that the word ki is a raya that we're talking about Mechemes Arutz. It's just that it's the beginning of a sentence. B'Mechemes Arutz akosav medaber. How do we know from Veshavis HaShivyei? So in order to say that we're talking about Mechemes Arutz, how do we know from Veshavis HaShivyei? Rashi already quotes the beginning, Kisei Tzei LaMelchama. In other words, Kisei Tzei LaMelchama is only the beginning of the sentence. It's not sufficient to bring by Kisika, by last week's Parsha, where the Raya comes from five Psukim later. And nevertheless, Rashi explained that five Psukim earlier. A good question. Why is he explaining it five psukim earlier? He should explain it five psukim later. He should explain it where it belongs. He should have explained it on the word kisas al chalari. Moshe Inkin here sits in the same pasuk, and Rashi wants to explain the words v'shavis hashivyei. Wants to bring a raya from v'shavis hashivyei and explain the words v'shavis hashivyei. There we're talking about Canaanites. We're talking about Canaanim, and since we're talking about Canaanim, that's permissible to take captives from the Canaanim. So therefore, it's a raya. We're talking about Mechemes Arutz. So Rashi begins with the words of the pasuk Kisei Tzei LaMelchama, but not because Kisei Tzei is a raya. It's not good enough. In the Rebbe's words, "Ein lehichiach kol kach." It's not a good enough raya. It could be a raya, but it's not good enough. Then the Rebbe moves on to another raya, another answer of why kisei ki, the words kisei tzei LaMelchama and dibur ha-maschil of Rashi is not enough of a raya to tell us Mechemes Arutz. And the Rebbe explains as follows: Ubehegdim. There is an Ois Gimel, the Rebbe continues to answer his question. First Rebbe answers his first question, which is not so negiah to us now. But then the Rebbe answers a second question. The second question, which is negiah to us, was, second question in Ois Aleph was, that since Rashi comes to explain, Kiseitz al-Melchama comes to explain which war we're talking about, Melchama Sarushus. And Rashi brings a raya from Veshavisa Shivyei, and not from the words Kiseitz. So the Rebbe asks, why did Rashi so quote in the Dibur HaMaschil the words Kiseitz? Why wasn't it enough to just quote the word Melchama? Since Rashi is explaining Melchama, he's saying to talk about Melchama Sarushus, then he shouldn't explain Kiseitz. He shouldn't quote the word Kiseitz. So the Rebbe answers that the word ki, let's say nice gimel, the word ki is not, cannot prove to us that we're talking about Mechamas Arushus. Why? Because since right after the words Kiseitz and Melchama, right after, it talks about what's going to happen in the war, if so, there is a word ki could be interpreted completely different. In other words, we're talking about a Milchemes Chayva, an obligatory war. Milchemes Chayva. The Pasuk says the word ki, which ki means a suffix, it's a doubt. Right, because ki seitzel amelchama v'shavisa shivyei. When you go to war, there is a doubt. In other words, the ki goes on the shavisa shivyei, it goes on the captures. And this which you captured, the Kananim that you captured. Not on the war, we're not talking about that you go, if you're going to go to war. Rather, If when you're going to go to war, you're going to capture captives. In other words, the if goes on the Veshavisa Shia. If so, there's no proof anymore from the word ki on its own that we're talking about Mohammed Sarushus, Akasim and David. So therefore, Rashi brings a raya from Veshavisa Shia that we're talking about Milchemes Rishus, because if we're talking about Shivitz Shuvi, it cannot be talking about Milchemes Rishus, Milchemes Chayva, as mentioned earlier, because from the Kananim, it says, Leisachai Kol Nosham in last week's parsha, they may not leave them alive. So according to this, Rebbe explains. Now we can understand why Rashi quotes Kiseitz. Even though, like we said earlier, the question was, the Rebbe asked on Rashi, you only explained the word Melchama, so why are you quoting also the word Kiseite? So the Rebbe explains, Rashi is quoting the word Kiseite because through interpreting that we're talking about Melchama Sarushus, there is a new interpretation to the word Ki. As mentioned earlier, we could have said that the word Ki is talking about Melchama Sarushus, Melchama Chayva. If so, why do you use the word key? If, im, right? It's a condition. Because I will talk about Veshavitza Shivyei. Like we said, Kiseitz el amelchama Veshavitza Shivyei. If, when you're going to go to war, you're going to capture captives. So the if goes on the Veshavitza Shivyei, not on the war. If so, we could be talking about Melchemes Chayva. But now that Rashi proved that Veshavitza Shivyei cannot be in the case of Melchemes Chayva because Leisachai Kol Neshama. And therefore, we must be talking about Mechamas HaRashus. So now back to Kiseite. The word Kiseite la Melchama cannot mean anymore on Shavisa Shivei. But rather, Ki is referring to simple meaning. Talking about if you're going to go to war. We're talking about Mechamas HaRashus. The simple meaning of the word Ki. Kiseite la Melchama. And that was the Rebbe's answers. According to that, as mentioned earlier, we could understand why we cannot say, the Rebbe asked, right, we said, the Rebbe asked, in Pasuk Yud, Rashi quotes Kisei Kavalir. And since Rashi quotes that in Pasuk Yud and Kisei Kavalir, is a raya that we're talking about, Mechamas HaRashus, is already a raya from the word Kisei Kav. Even though Rashi brings a raya from later the Pesukim Pasuk Tesvav, Kintas Alachalorim, but nevertheless, since Rashi already brought it on Kisikav, is a raya that already from Kisikav, I have a raya that we're talking about Mechamas HaRashus, the word ki is if. And if so, the same thing should be in our Parsha, Parsha's Kiseitze. That even though Rashi brought Kiseitze la Melchama, even though Rashi brings a raya that Kiseitze la Melchama is talking about Mechamas HaRashus, where did he bring a raya from? He brought from Veshavisa Shivyei. But from the fact that Rashi used and said it on the word Yitzel HaMelchama, so is a Raya already from Kisei Yitzel HaMelchama, we're talking about Mechametz HaRishus. No, was it's not good enough, so Rashi brings another Raya from Veshavis HaShivyoi, which is even a stronger Raya, because we cannot say that we're talking about Kananim, like mentioned earlier, because it says Lezachaya Kol Neshama, in Pasha Shavti. So if so, Kisei Tzil HaMelchama in it for itself is already a raya that we're talking about Mechametz HaRishus. That was our question. And that says the Rebbe. No. The opposite is true. And from the word ki, you cannot prove that we're talking about im, if. Because like we said earlier, even though the word ki would mean if, yeah, it would mean if, but nevertheless, it doesn't have to be talking about Mechametz HaRishus. Like we said, it could be talking about Mechametz Chayva, and the word ki if is referring to Veshavis HaShivyei. Like we said, it's a doubt, it's a suffix. Will there be Shivya? Will there be captives? The only way that we know we're talking about Mechametz HaRishus is on the fact that the Rashi brings a raya from Veshavis HaShivyei, which that cannot be talking about Eretz Yisrael. B'meil, the key, right? Kiseite goes not on Veshavis HaShivyei, but goes on Nuchama. Comes out that it's not that the word key forces me to say that we're talking about Mechametz HaRishus, but it's the vice versa, it's the opposite. The fact that we're talking about Mechametz HaRishus forces me to say that the word ki is a reference to Melchama, Mechametz HaRishus, and not to Veshavis HaShivyei. So these are the two proofs of the Rebbe, or two answers of the Rebbe, note 14, of why we cannot use ki seite as a raya that we're talking about Mechametz HaRishus. Then the Rebbe adds in Chatzoy Eagle, brackets, Rebbe adds as follows. Even if you would want to say, no, not the way we explained until now. Rather, no, it's the way we thought to say that Kiseitze la Milchama in it for itself as a raya that we're talking about Mechametz HaRishus, just the word Kiseitze. And just like the Rebbe explained earlier, Kisei Kavalir. And from this, that Rashi brings his interpretation of Mechametz HaRishus on the words Kisei Kavalir. Like mentioned earlier, it's five psukim earlier, it's Pasuk Yud, and Pasuk Shavtim. And Rashi brings a raya from Pasuk Tetzav, which are five psukim later. And as the Rebbe asked Luchure, why does Rashi bring a raya from Pasuk Tetzav on Pasuk Yud? You should just wait Lechatchila to explain it on Pasuk Tetzav itself. Is a raya told us the Rebbe that already on Pasuk Yud we know that we're talking about Mechametz HaRishus. No, vas, it's not a strong raya. Therefore, Rashi waits. Rashi brings a raya also for Pasuk Tetzvav. In other words, also from the words ki sikavalir, ki on its own, we could already bring a raya that we're talking about Mechametz HaRishus. And if so, one will insist by saying that the same thing applies to Parshas Kiseitze. That even though Rashi explains Kiseitze la Mechametz, that we're talking about Mechametz HaRishus, but he brings a raya from later in the Pasuk Veshavis HaShivyei, that is permissible to take captives. And that's as we said, it's not Shaykh Mechametz HaRetz Yisrael, and so on, because it's Lizchai Kol Neshama. But nevertheless, since Rashi brought it on the words Kiseitze, so B'meila is already a raya then that Kiseitze is talking about Mechametz HaRishus. So if one is going to insist by saying, no, Kiseitze is the raya, says the Rebbe, I'll bring you two proofs that's the raya. Yeah. I could even bring two proofs to that. I could even bring two proofs that Kiseitze la Mechametz is a raya that would have proofs. Proof number one is what we mentioned earlier in the first year from note 5. Here Rashi brings the Gemara and say the Rashi on the Gemara and say to Daf Lamed the Hay on the base on the Brisa that tells from Veshavis HaShivyei that we're talking about Kananim. So Rashi says, how do we know we're talking about Kananim? Seemingly it says in Pasuk Shavtim Lo Yisachaya Kol Neshama, that there's a prohibition to leave alive any Kananim. And on that Rashi explains we're talking about Dafke Kibush Eretz Yisrael, conquering Eretz Yisrael. And since it says Veshovis Hashivya is a raya that we're talking about going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. And how does Rashi know that? Rashi explains, we know it from Kisei Tzela Melchama, like Rashi said, Kashat Taila al Dait Cholatzis. The Bnei Yisrael are going to decide to go to war as a raya that we're talking about Rishus. So we see that the word ki by itself is Mechemes Rishus. And as the Rebbe himself in Hora 5 brought a raya from the Malbim and the Teirat Mima. And I'm not going to quote again the Malbim Teirat Mima, but as the Rebbe himself brought a raya. So we see clearly that the word ki seitzel amulchama, the word ki is yes. It in for itself is a raya that we're talking about Mechemes Rishus. And then the Rebbe brings a second raya. From what's going to be explained in Hora 16. What is explained in Hora 16? So just a little preface, and that is, the Rebbe explained, that from the fact that it says the Shavit HaShivya, we proved that we're talking about Mechemes Rishus. And as the Rebbe explained, that Dafke through this, we have a new interpretation to the word ki. And instead of saying that the word ki is a reference to the Shavit HaShivya, even in a Mechemes Chayva, and how could it be ki on Shavit HaShivya? Because it's doubt. It's in doubt. Will a person capture captives even in the Mechemes Chayva? So through the fact that Tasha brings a raya from Shavit HaShivya, so now we have a new interpretation to the word ki, that the word ki refers to Teitzel HaMelchama. The ki Teitzel HaMelchama, we talk about Mechemes HaRishus. So too explains the Rebbe concerning Teitzel. So too, ki Teitzel, the word Teitzel has two meaning. First way could mean Mechemes Eretz Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So it's a Mechemes Chayva. And a second, it could be Mechemes Rishus. What does that mean? The Rebbe goes on to explain. If we're talking about Mechemes Eretz Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael, Mechemes Chayva, so then we would explain that the word Kisei Tzel HaMelchama doesn't mean literally going out. Because where are you going out from? You're going in. You're going in to conquer Eretz Yisrael. You're going out from where you are now to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So the word wouldn't make sense, the word Teitze. Because Teitze means that I'm settled and I'm going out from where I am settled. But since I'm not settled, I didn't conquer Eretz Yisrael yet. So then what would it mean, Kiseitze la-Milchama? Kiseitze would be more, in the Rebbe's words, a ruchnizdike going out. A psychological exit. One going out of himself, putting himself from a state of menucha, a state of calm and state of comfort, preparing himself to go to war. That's one way of explaining. But there's another way of explaining. One could explain, as Rashi himself explained, Mechemes HaRishus HaKasav Medabim, which then Kiseitze, the word going out, would mean to go out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. So we have two ways of explaining Kiseitze. So which way is it? Is it Mechemes Eretz Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and then Teitze is more a ruchnizdike, a spiritual going out, a psychological going out of your comfort to go to war? Or the word Teitze means literally to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, going out of your place. The only way I know the interpretation of the word teitze, I know it from the fact that Rashi said, we're talking about Mechemes HaRishus, so now I know that teitze means to go out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. So and that brings the Rebbe in note 16, the Rebbe points out, and the Rebbe brings down note 16. This interpretation of the Rebbe in Rashi, Pshuto Shel Mikra, is not the way the Maskil David and the Levush HaOro explain. Ubehektim. What did the Maskil David explain? What did Levush HaOro explain? So as mentioned earlier, Rashi Misach HaSeita, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Nidbar Maskil Lacha Garsinan tells us that the word, that Kiseitze LaMelchama, Kiseitze by itself, is already a raya that we're talking about going out from, that we're talking about Mechemes HaRishus, which would mean, explains Rashi, that we're talking about going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. And then with the words of Rashi, Kiseitze LaMelchama, Mei Eretz, L'chutz la'aretz. So you go out from Eretz Yisrael, l'chutz la'aretz. So you go out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Tells us the Maskil David, based on this Rashi Mesach HaSaita, tells us the Maskil David, that the same thing in Parshas Kiseitze. When Rashi explains Kiseitze la'melchama, that we're talking about Mechemes HaRishus, tells me the Maskil David, diyuk shel Rabbeinu, the where did Rashi derive it from? It was midichsiv kiseitze beloshen yitziyah, from the fact that it says yitziyah, going out, which means to go out from a settled place to Chutz Laaretz. Because if not, if we're not talking about rather, we're talking about conquering Eretz Yisrael, then the word shouldn't have been kiseitze, the word should have been kiseilachim, kiseilach lemilchama. go to war to conquer Eretz Yisrael. But from the fact that the Torah used the word seitze, going out, is a raya, we're talking about going out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. That's the maskil of David. Maskil of David, Reb David Pardo. He lived in, was born in 1718, Hei Tof Ayin Ches, and he passed away Yud Bei Sivan Tof Kuf Nun Hei 1792. He was born in Italy, in Venice, and he passed away in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Rav in the city called Ispaltro. Lived in the times of the Alter Rebbe. He was in Italy. The Alter Rebbe was in Ruslan, in Russia. And that's what the Maskil David explained. The Maskil David explains that we're talking about that the word Tesei by itself means to go out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. And Levush Eiroi adds even more. Levush Eiroi, the Levush. We all know the Baal Levushim. The Mordechai Yafe. He's born in the year Hei Reish Tzadik 1530. In Prague, and passed away Gimel Adar, Shin Ayin Beis 1612 in Poznan. Mordechai Yafe himself was a descendant of Rashi, and he learned by the Maharshal, by the Rama, and he was expelled from Prague in the year 1561 with all the other Yidden, and he moved to Italy. The Levush, Mordechai Yafe, eventually, when the Maharal left Prague in the year 1592, Mordechai Yafe took over the Maharal's Rabbanus, and eventually when the Maharal came back to Prague in 1599, Mordechai Yafe moved out to Poznan. As I mentioned earlier, he passed away in Poznan, in Poland, in the year, in Gimel Adar Beis, in the year Heishin Ayin Beis, 1612. Anyway, so the Levush in Parshas Kesetzi says, and he says like this, how many times does it say Kesetzi in Torah? So we know in last week's Parsha, Parsha Shevtim, it says Kesetzi Lamelchama, Veroiso, Sus, Verechev, Veroiso Amrov. It says Kesetzi Lamelchama. In this week's Parsha, it says again, Kesetzi Lamelchama Alevecha. Where does Rashi explain Kesetzi Lamelchama? Where does he explain it's Mechemes HaRoshus? In our Parsha. Says the Levush HaEiroi, there's those who ask, why didn't Rashi explain it already in Parsha Shevtim? Where it says over there, Kesetzi Lamelchama V'Roisos V'Rechev, there it also says Kesetzi Lamelchama. Why didn't Rashi explain it there that we're talking about Mechemes HaRoshus? And we're not talking about Mechemes Eretz Yisrael, Mechemes Chayva. Because as the pasuk over there continues, they tell the people, those who just got married and just or who are afraid or just built a home and so on, don't need to go to war. That's not milchemes chayva. Milchemes chayva, everybody goes to war. Milchemes chayva, everybody goes to war. So why didn't already Rashi explain it in last week's pasuk, pasuk shevtim? Says the Levush HaEiroi, as the Rebbe quotes the Levush HaEiroi in the Ha'are. Rashi didn't explain it because the meaning of the word kiseitze to mean milchemes rishus is pashut be'in of ein tzorich lefarsha. It's so simple that there's no need to explain it. And therefore Rashi Taka didn't explain it in the Parsha Shevtim. Where did Rashi go on to explain it? In our Parsha, in Parsha Kiseitze. So why did he explain it? If it's so poshut, why did he explain it? So that says Levush HaEiroi. You're right. There was no need for Rashi to explain it. Rashi is just beginning a sentence, like mentioned earlier, in the first class. So that is the first year. And that is Kiseitzi Lamelchoma Alivecha Mechemes Roshus Hakosum Medaber Adereyesum Veshavis Oshivi. Because Rashi wants to explain what is Veshavis Oshivi. Veshavis Oshivi is talking about a Kananim. So since Rashi wants to begin to explain Kanaan, so he begins by explaining the Pasha. Kiseitzi Lamelchoma, we're talking about Mechemes Roshus. Not because there was a need for him to tell us which Mechoma. It's obvious we're talking about Mechemes Roshus. It's so Pashit. In other words, this that Rashi quotes Kiseitzi Lamelchoma and explains on that Mechemes HaRoshus, although he didn't do it in Parsha Shevtim, not because Rashi wants to tell us a chiddush of, you shouldn't talk about Mechemes HaRoshus. That's a davar pashut. Rashi doesn't even need to explain it. Rashi wants to explain Veshavisa Shivyei. And because he wants to claim with Shemisa Shiva that we're talking about Knanim. Now, even though it says Yizchayah called Neshama, there's a possibility to keep a Knani alive when the war is outside of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore he begins with the sentence, Kiseitzalam al-Chama, Mechabes al-Rishus, and so on. It's important to note, so according to that, according to the Maskel David and Levushayir, comes out that the Pshutei Shel Mikra, Kiseitzalam al-Chama, means to go out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. We're talking about Mechabes al-Rishus, so much so that there's no need for Rashi to explain it. The Rebbe himself, two things. First of all, the Rebbe himself disagrees. As the Rebbe points out in the Ora, he disagrees to the fact that Kiseitze, the simple meaning of Kiseitze means to go out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. The Rebbe brings a number of psukim that shows that the word Teitze is not a physical meaning, it could mean a spiritual meaning, it could mean a psychological meaning. The Rebbe brings it from Bamidbar, from Pashas Re'eh, from Pashas Emir, from Pashas Lech Lecha. From Pashas Behar, Kol Yoytzei Tzava BeYisrael, it says in Pashas Bamidbar. Kol Yoytzei Tzava BeYisrael, Yoytzei goes out. What does go out? Means to say they place themselves in going to war. They make themselves go to war, not that they go out from a certain place. Or the pasuk says, Pashas Yotzo Anoshim Bnei Belial. People went out to convince to serve Avodah Zarah. Or as it says in Pashas Emet, Vayetzei Ben Isha Yisraelis. He went out. But the point is, we use the word yatzah not from a mokim kavua, not going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. Yatzah l'tarbus ra, that he went out to bad behavior. He went out meaning he went from one stage to another stage. Not that he goes out from a place called Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. The simple meaning is not the way the Maskel David and the Levush Ha'ira say. The Rebbe points out that it could be interpreted differently, completely different. And as the Rebbe himself moves on to explain that way in the Sicha and brings a raita from the in Ora 17 from these psukim. So besides that, the Rebbe argues on the simple meaning of the word kiseitze. When I have rice, it means differently. Say it doesn't have to mean to go out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. Is even more in the penim of the Sicha. And that is, that, like explained, the Rebbe's vault of Kiseitze l'Melchama, going out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, and that is Mechemes HaRishus, that's not Pshutei Shel Mikra. Now, other Rabbi, it could mean Yetzir Ruchnis, it could mean preparing oneself to war. What type of war? Mechemes Chayvah, Mechemes Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, as the Rebbe pointed out in the penim of the Sicha, there was a need for Rashi to write Kiseitze l'Melchama in order for us to know the meaning of the word Kiseitze, that we're talking about going out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz Ki, that we're talking about Mechemes HaRishus, the interpretation of the word Ki is not on Meshavis HaShivye, but it's on the Melchama, and al derech zeh the word Teitze, that it's not going from one stage in life, Menucha, to prepare yourself to go to war, but rather it means to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. Again, it's up to Shel Mikra, not for the fact that Rashi brings it from Veshavis HaShivyei. So the Rebbe really disagrees with the Maskel David and the Levush Ha'era. Important, the Rebbe disagrees. But back to what we're trying to discuss over here, and that is note 14. That according to the Maskel David and according to the Levush Ha'era, comes out that the word Kiseitze, right, means Mechemes HaRishus. And if so, the Rebbe in the Chatzoi Hua Noti, the Rebbe tells us, I have two proofs for you that the word Kiseitze is sufficient enough to teach me that we're talking about Mechemes HaRishus. Like we said, from Ha'ara 5, where the Gemara in Soita, where Rashi says clearly, Kiseitze means to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, talks about Mechemes HaRishus, the word Kiseitze on their own. On its own is already a raya. And so too, as the Rebbe just proved from Maskel David and Levush Ha'ira, that the word Kiseitze, b'muvanei ha'poshut, in the simple meaning of it, right, who poshut bein avein tzorch lefarish, and then the simple meaning of it, Tzeitze means to go to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. So if a person will insist on that, good rayas, and therefore b'meila answered the Rebbe's question, why didn't Rashi bring a raya from Kiseitze? Poshut, he did. He quoted it in the Dibur HaMaschil. Says the Rebbe, if that would be correct, then we have a problem with Rashi. If this would be correct, that the word Kiseitze l'Melchama on their own, Kiseitze is a raya that we're talking about Mechemes HaRishus, then we have a problem with the words of Rashi. Rashi says the following statement.
Kiseitz la'milchama, God of War, b'milchemes ha'rashus ha'kosov medaber. We're talking about milchemes ha'rashus. She b'milchemes ha'aretz Yisrael le'inayim ha'vashavitz ha'shuvi. Because concerning war of Eretz Yisrael, which is a milchemes chayva, an obligation, obligatory war, a person cannot say, the Torah couldn't say, v'shavitz ha'shuvi. Why? Sharei kvar ne'amar le'ischa ha'echol neshama. Sounds clearly from the Rashi that Shebe Milchemes Eretz Yisrael is a continuation to the first four words. Be Milchemes Arashus Akatsu Medaber. We're talking about Milchemes Arashus. How do we know Shebe Milchemes Eretz Yisrael? Because concerning Milchemes Eretz Yisrael, you cannot say the word Veshavitz Hashuvi. But if it's true, the way the Maskil David explains it, and the way the Levush Ha'ira explains it, if it's true, the way the Imtim Tzalema, that no, the word Kiseitzi on their own is already a Raya, that we're talking about Mechem Sarashus. If so, it comes out that there are, in a sense, two Rayas in the Rashi. Number one, Kiseitzi La Melchama Melchem Sarashus HaKasim David. That's number one. Because I use the word Ki, is a Raya, that we're talking about Mechem Sarashus. Number two, since we use the word Veshavisa Shivye, and Veshavisa Shivye cannot be said concerning a Melchama Vatisol Mechemes Chayva, because it says there's Chayak on Neshama. Must be, we're talking about Mechemes Arashus. So then Rashi should have said, instead of Shebe Melchemes Arashisol, Rashi should have said Ube Melchemes Arashisol. Two things. Kisei Tzela Melchama Melchemes Arashus HaKasam Dabir. We're talking about Mechemes Arashus. How do I know? Because it says Kisei Tzela Melchama. That's the quote. Number two, Ube Melchemes Arashisol means, and in addition to that, we can't say Veshavisa Shivye. In addition to the fact that I use the word Kisei Tzela, and that's a proof that we're talking about Mechemes Arashus. In addition to that, it also says Veshavisa Shivye. So I have another proof that we're talking about Mechemes Arashus. And now Mechemes Cheva. But since Rashi used the word She Be Melchemes Eretz Yisrael, use the word She, is clearly proven not like the Maskil of David and not like the Levush Ha'ira. And that is that we cannot say that the word Ki Seitze on its own is already a Raya that we're talking about Mechemes Arashus. Rather, the way the Rebbe explained, that Ki Seitze, La Melchama on its own is not a Raya. And therefore, the Rebbe's question, why is therefore the Rebbe's question, where we see by Kisik, the Rashi explains, okay, we're not going to go through the whole thing again, the whole question, but that's the Rebbe's question. Now we're going to move on to the third Shir, which is note 16. So although we already explained note 16, it's important to note that we skipped a parenthesis. And we're going to go back to that parenthesis. The reason we skipped the parenthesis is because it wasn't negiah to the Aura 16, to what we were trying to bring out from Aura 16 for Aura 14. So I'm just going to go back to Aura 16 and finish with that in Aura 16. And that is like this. As I mentioned earlier, from the fact that it's the Shavisa Shivye, Rebbe explained, and the Rashi, so from the fact that it says Shavisa Shivye, we could prove that we're talking about Mechemes Arashus. And according to that, we changed the interpretation of the word Ki Seitze. Instead of saying that Ki Seitze talks about Mechemes Chayva, and the word Ki, if, is a reference to Veshavisa Shivye, that it's a suffix, will there be any captives? So instead of it, for the word Veshavisa Shivye, now I know that Ki, if, goes on Teitze Lamelchama. Because we're talking about Mechemes Arashus. And so the same thing the Rebbe explained concerning Seitze, as we said. And that is that there were two ways to explain the word Kiseitze. Seitze could refer to Mechemes Eretz Yisrael, Mechemes Chayva, and it could refer to Mechemes Arashus. And we know that if it would refer to Mechemes Eretz Yisrael, Mechemes Chayva, so then the meaning of the word Teitze would not mean a physical going out from a settled place to a war, because they're in the midpot going into Eretz Yisrael, because they didn't have a Mokim Kavua, as the Rebbe explained. And Adarabe, that was the point of the war, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, to become a Mokim Kavua. And if we would say that refers to a Milchemes Chayva, Milchemes Eretz Yisrael, so then the word Teitze would mean a spiritual meaning, a psychological meaning, a psychological setting, going out from a stage of Menucha to going into war. But now that we're saying that we're talking about Milchemes Arashus, so the word Kiseitze, the word Teitze, means simple, going out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Right? That was Kitzur in the Pnim of the Sicha in Eis Gimel. So on that points the Rebbe out, like we said in Aura 16,
that his perush in the Rashi is not like the Maskad of Levush HaYera. And that is, like we said, Levush, the Maskad of and Levush HaYera both explain that Kiseitzel HaMilchama means al pi pashut, pshutishul mikra, it means to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Either like the Maskil David said, because if it does not mean to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, rather it means to go into Eretz Yisrael, then it should have used the word Kiseilich LaMilchama, Kiseilochim al Eretz Yisrael, but not Kiseitzig. Or like the Levush HaYera said, that the word Kiseitzi LaMilchama is so posh that Rashi doesn't even need to explain it. The only reason he explained it by us is because it's by the way of explaining Vishram Shivye. And as we said, that the Rebbe himself really disagrees with the Maskil David and the Levush HaYera inside of the Sikha, and then the Rebbe brings, and we're going to talk about it in 1 minute, and the Rebbe brings in the Ore 16, he brings from Ore 17, he brings the Psukim, the proof that the word Teitzi doesn't have to mean Apipshutai to go out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Walk up on him. It's clearly for the Maskil David and the Levush HaYera that Kiseitzi LaMilchama means go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, which is a Milchames Roshus. So the Rebbe points out in Ha'or 16 on this which the Levush HaYera said, that there is those who ask, why didn't Rashi explain in Parshas Shoftim? Kiseitzei. Right? And the Levush HaYera told us because it was so poshut, there was no need to explain it. So the Rebbe points out in parentheses, the Rebbe says, Re'ele kamon siv dalet v'oreitin. The Rebbe in Siv Dalet, Nor 18, addresses exactly that question. Why Taki and Pasha Shoftim didn't Rashi explain the meaning of the word Kiseitzi? Why Taki not? And the Rebbe explains. Because, like we said, the word Ki, Seitzi, La Melchama, is no raya that we're talking about Melchama Sarashus. Because we don't know that Ki refers to Melchama. Remember, the word Ki could mean either Kiseitzi, La Melchama, a reference to Melchama, to Rashus, Melchama Sarashus. Just like by us in Pashas Kiseitzi, we said Kiseitzi LaMilchama, Ki could refer to Milchama, the Ki could refer to Veshavis HaShivye. Talking about Milchama's Chayva and Veshavis HaShivye, maybe you'll have captives. But from the fact that it cannot be talking about Milchama's Roshus, because Veshavis HaShivye cannot be talking about Milchama's Roshus, because it's not the Zechariah Kol Neshama. Zechariah, we're talking about Milchama's Roshus. So Bimele, Kiseitzi refers to Milchama's Roshus. But the same thing applies to Pashas Shoftim. The same thing, same Svarah. The same logic. Because if Pashas Shoftim, we could say it doesn't refer to the Milchama. What does it refer to? It refers to the Hemshach HaPasuk. The Pasuk says, Kiseitzi LaMilchama Alivecha. In Pashas Shoftim it says, Kiseitzi LaMilchama Alivecha. Going to go out to war against your enemy. You're going to see a horse, you're going to see wagons, you're going to see a great nation, says the Pasuk. And if so, you're going to start, you're going to fear, and you're going to want to run away. So the Pasuk lay Siro Mayam, don't fear them. Ki Hashem alikecha imachkadehebish is with you. Hamalcha meltsutzama takes you out of Mitzrayim. If so, the word ki doesn't have to refer to any war in Milchama. The word ki could refer to the Amrav Mimcha, says the Rebbe. The word ki in Siv Da'at, says the Rebbe, the word ki could refer to the great nation. In other words, when a Yid goes to war, there's no raya that we're going to see big nations. We don't know we're going to see big nations. And if we're not going to see big nations, then maybe we're not going to be fearful, then maybe we don't need anymore what Torah told us, like Sira Mayam, don't fear them. So the word ki could refer to the Milchama, Kiseitzi LaMilchama, it would refer to Milchama Sarashus. Or the word ki could refer to Kiseitzi LaMilchama, Veroisa Amrav Mimcha. If when you go to war, you're going to see a great nation, so the if goes on the big nation and the Amrav, and therefore you're going to fear. Comes out that the word ki is not anymore a raya that we're talking about Milchama Sarashus, and other rabbi. As the Rebbe explained in the Sikha, since it's unclear in the Parsha, is it Milchama Sarashus or Milchama Sarashus? It's unclear, because it could be talking about Milchama, Kiseitzi LaMilchama and Milchama Sarashus, but it could be talking about the Reisa Amrav, so it could be talking about Milchama Sarashus, because even Milchama Sarashus you see Amrav, there's a possibility to see Amrav, and the word ki would be talking about the Amrav, will you see Amrav, and b'meila, the Milchama could be talking about Milchama Sarashus, so it's unclear. So therefore, in the words of the Rebbe, Sosam Rashi will perish based on Milchama Dubokan. Rashi didn't bother to explain what war are we talking about. So the Rebbe answered, why Rashi didn't explain? Because there was no raya. So the Rebbe really answered the question of the Levush HaYera. There's no raya. But as the Rebbe says in Ha'ore 16, Re'ele, come on, Seif Dalet, V'Ha'ore 18. So what does it say in Ha'ore 18? We're not going to learn the whole Ha'ore. We're only going to learn the part which is Negea to this interpretation of Ha'ore 16. You know, Ha'ore 18 by itself needs its own Shiurim. Ha'ore 18 together with Ha'ore 8, the difference between the Sifri and Rashi. But it's not really what's relevant to this Ha'ore. But what's relevant to this Ha'ore in Ha'ore 16 is what the Rebbe says right at the beginning, that the Rebbe adds to the Pnim, to Seif Dalet, which means to say, says the Rebbe in Ha'ore 18, Shal derech hapshat, that according to the simple meaning of the pasuk, ki seitzel ha melchama v'ra'isa ha'am rov, take, according to the Torah, it refers to both Melchames, Sayyah Melchames Rishus, Sayyah Melchames Chayva. It's not only in a Melchames Rishus, or not only in a Melchames Chayva, it's not only in a Melchames Rishus, the way the Levush HaIr and the Maskel David wanted to say. No, it's in the Rebbe's words, Kol Sugiya Melchama, including Melchames Chayva. All the wars, any type of war, the Pasuk is referring to when it says, V'ra'isa Amrov, Le'isira Mayem. So now it's understood why Rashi didn't explain Parsha Shoftim, because there was nothing more to explain. Because what is it? Mechames Rishus? It's not. It's also Mechames Chayva. So you say Mechames Chayva? It's not. It's also Mechames Rishus. There's nothing more to explain. It refers to any war. There's nothing more to explain. And therefore, clearly that Rashi is not, that the Rebbe learns in Rashi, clearly not like the way the Maskel David and the Levush Ha'ira explained in Rashi, in Parsha Shoftim, and also in this week's Parsha and Parshas Kisaitse. Atkan, have a great week, a great day, and a great week of Hatzlacha.